House Bill 2 was on the mind of Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton this afternoon during a campaign stop in Greensboro.
I'm running for the LGBT teenager here in North Carolina who sees your governor sign a bill legalizing discrimination and suddenly feels like a second-class citizen.
Clinton spoke at UNC Greensboro. Meanwhile, with this week's announcement of college championship boycotts from both the NCAA and ACC still fresh, Governor Pat McCrory paid a visit to a group of Charlotte business leaders. The governor addressed those decisions and his views on House Bill 2, which caused the boycotts. But as WFAE's Tom Bullock reports, McCrory's tone was more telling than his answers.
McCrory began his remarks to the Hood Hargett Breakfast Club by saying this appearance has long been on his schedule, but
I didn't anticipate walking into the firestorm that continues to be directed toward our state.
In response to House Bill 2, then McCrory told the crowd to, in essence, buckle up or head home.
If you're expecting a politically correct speech or if you want a politically correct speech, you might need to walk out right now.
The governor then shifted to talk about what he sees as a positive for the state, the economy, his Carolina comeback.
And North Carolina have right now the fourth fastest growing economy in the United States of America.
Then McCrory pivoted.
The definition of politics by many is the art of diversion. And there are some people who want to divert the attention away from the incredible success that we're having here in North Carolina.
And here is where McCrory's tone is telling. In the past, boycotts have earned his ire. After the NBA pulled the All-Star game from Charlotte, the governor derided the elites, the sports elites, media elites, and business elites for what he said was their hypocrisy, for still doing business and playing games in countries like China. This day, there was some of the promised tough talk about HB 2.
It's not going to be resolved by North Carolina legislature. It's not going to be resolved by the city of Charlotte. It's not going to be resolved by the ACC or the NCAA who meets in private behind closed doors with no transcripts of what they've done.
But then McCrory's tone changed. It seemed conciliatory. His words asked for patience. This debate over gender identity, McCrory said, will only be settled by one group.
It's going to be decided by the Supreme Court, and it deserves a Supreme Court hearing because it's a very, very complex issue.
Now, that doesn't mean McCrory is ready to call a special session to repeal the law. When asked if he could go back in time and do anything differently during the 12 hours HB 2 went from bill to law, McCrory answered only he wished he could have done more to stop the Charlotte City Council from passing its expanded non-discrimination ordinance in the first place, which Republicans say is why HB 2 was needed. When asked at what point he would support taking another look at changes to HB 2, McCrory said he's tried.
I've never stopped working on a compromise. I had a compromise deal with the Charlotte City Council probably 4 or 5 months ago, and your mayor killed it.
The Charlotte City Council voted it down back in May. McCrory continued.
I had a compromise deal with the NBA, and I had some people in my party and the Attorney General kill it.
For the record, the NBA said the proposed changes to HB 2 that were circulated earlier this year would not go far enough. As for the Attorney General, Democrat Roy Cooper is, of course, running against McCrory for the governor's office. Cooper has called for HB 2 to be repealed, and he talks to the same group of Charlotte business leaders next week. For WFA News, I'm Tom Bullock.